Dealing with the uncertainty of the future. All enterprise, all human activity inextricably involves risk for the simple reason that the future is never certain, never completely revealed to us. When dealing with the risk of the uncertainty of the future, you have three choices: engineering, gambling, or speculating. The engineer knows everything he needs to know for a technologically satisfactory answer to his problems. He builds safety margins into his calculations to eliminate any fringes of uncertainty. Therefore, the engineer basically operates in a world of certainty, since he knows and controls most, if not all, of the variables which affect the outcome of his work. The gambler, on the other hand, knows nothing about the event on which the outcome of his gambling depends, because the distinguishing feature of gambling is that it deals with the unknown. The gambler plays for the excitement, the adrenaline rush. He isn't playing to win. He is just playing. The speculator doesn't have the advantage of the engineer. The rules of natural science will not render the future direction of prices predictable. But the speculator does know more than the gambler, because while the gambler is dealing with pure chance, the speculator has at least some knowledge about what determines the outcome of his activity. Speculating is the application of intellectual examination and systematic analysis to the problem of the uncertain future. Successful investing is the result of successful speculation. If your investment is a stock, you are depending on the managers of the firm to accurately foresee the market for the goods it produces. If your investment is a bank savings account, you are depending on the loan officers at the bank to accurately foresee future business conditions and make prudent, profitable loans that generate the interest the bank pays to you. Interest doesn't just materialize out of thin air simply by putting money in the bank. This is a reference to banking the way it used to be, ignoring FDIC insurance in order to make a point. Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan put it this way: "The historic purpose of banking is to take prudent risks through the extension of loans to risk-taking businesses." In other words, the bankers are speculating. Successful trading is also the result of successful speculation. The trader has a methodical approach to bidding and offering stock, or bonds, futures, currencies, etc., and monitoring market conditions for any subtle changes in supply and demand. He knows only too well the perils of predicting and doesn't try to forecast market direction. He operates under strict parameters of if-then statements that dictate his subsequent buy and sell decisions. Successful hedging, too, is a function of successful speculation. The hedger examines current and prospective business and market conditions, and he speculates as to how they might change and whether he can turn a profit at today's prices. If so, he hedges his inventory or inventory needs. Speculation is forethought, and thought before action implies reasoning before a decision is made about what, whether, and when to buy or sell. That means the speculator develops several possible scenarios of future events and determines what his actions will be under each scenario. He thinks before he acts. The sequence of thinking before acting is the exact definition of the word plan. Therefore, speculating and planning are the same thing. A plan allows you to speculate with a long time horizon as an investor, a short time horizon as a trader, or on a spread relationship as a basis trader or hedger. Since you can't really be an engineer in the market unless you're a rocket scientist on Wall Street, and since we've already discussed the dangers of gambling in the markets, then speculating, and therefore having a plan, is the only way to deal with the uncertainty of the future in the markets. Given this definition, for the remainder of the book, speculator, capitalized, will be used to include investors, speculators, and traders, all of whom are speculating. A plan, the noun, is a detailed scheme, program, or method worked out beforehand for the accomplishment of an objective. To plan, the verb, means to think before acting, not to think and act simultaneously, nor to act before thinking. Without a plan, you fall into one of two categories: a better, if your main concern is being right, or a gambler, if your main concern is entertainment. If you express an opinion on what the market will do, you've gotten yourself personally involved with the market. You start to regard what the market does as a personal reflection. You feel vindicated if price moves in the direction you predicted, and wrong if it doesn't. Moreover, when the market moves against you, you feel obligated to say something to justify your opinion. Or, worse, you feel obligated to do something like show the courage of your conviction by adding to a losing position. Participating to be right is betting, and betting for excitement is gambling. In order to be speculating, by definition, you must have a plan.